This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Spyware developed by an Israeli firm and licensed to governments for tracking terrorists and criminals has also been used to hack smartphones of human rights activists, business executives, and journalists, according to a global investigation by 17 media partners. The 17 media outlets reported on Sunday that 37 smartphones belonging to reporters, activists, and executives, and also two women close to murdered Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi, were on a list of more than 50,000 numbers that were concentrated in countries that engage in surveillance on their citizens. The list dates back to 2016. These countries include clients of the Israeli firm NSO Group, which is a global leader in the largely unregulated private spyware industry. Journalists on the list included reporters working overseas for Voice of America, CNN, The New York Times, The Wall Street Journal, Bloomberg News, Le Monde in France, The Financial Times in London, and Al Jazeera in Qatar. The Washington Post, one of the media partners involved, said the spyware identified phone numbers rather than names, but reporters were able to identify more than 1,000 people in 50 countries on the list. People on the list included several members of the Arab royal family, at least 65 business executives, 85 human rights activists, 189 journalists, and more than 600 politicians and government officials, including several heads of state and prime ministers. The Israeli firm NSO says it licenses its Pegasus spyware, to track terrorists and criminals, and said the findings of the media investigation were exaggerated and unfounded. It said it does not operate the spyware it licenses to clients and has no insight into any intelligence that they may have gathered. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.